SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More than 400 people detained in Russia after paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died Friday in prison.
The sudden death of Navalny is a crushing blow to those Russians who had pinned their hopes for the future on President Putin's fiercest opponent. Navalny remained vocal in his unrelenting criticism of the Kremlin, even after surviving a nerve agent poisoning and receiving multiple prison terms. The news of his death reverberated across the globe, with hundreds of people in dozens of Russian cities streaming to ad hoc memorials, leaving flowers and lighting candles. In over a dozen cities, authorities detained hundreds, according to the OVD Info Rights Group that tracks political arrests and provides legal aid. More than 200 arrests were made in the second largest city, St. Petersburg. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A suspect has died in that shooting in Minnesota earlier today that claimed the lives of two police officers and one first responder. Police say negotiations with the suspect had gone on for about 4 hours earlier in the morning before a SWAT team finally entered the house. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities in Virginia investigating that house explosion and fire that killed one firefighter, injured 10 more, and leveled a home in a suburb just outside of Washington, D.C. In the meantime, Loudoun County Fire System Chief Keith Johnson says it was apparently a propane gas tank leak that caused the house to blow up.
Units on the scene reported a catastrophic explosion that caused multiple maydays of our firefighters down inside the structure and injured firefighters outside the structure. Luckily, the two occupants of the home were removed by firefighters upon our arrival, as well as some of the pets. And we can credit our firefighters for the removal of those citizens.
And this is SRN News. Yet another troubling report about the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barna says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans observing Lent, the traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week, commemorating the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness, fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. Open Bible Info says food is the main thing Christians most likely to give up. This is SRN News. Talent and even more talent. Incredible show Saturday night if you happen to love basketball. A WNBA star losing the competition but stole the show in an NBA All-Star event. Here's correspondent Tom McCabe.
New York Liberty sharpshooter Sabrina Nuescu came within 3 points of Golden State star Stephen Curry in a three-point shooting contest between the two at the NBA's All-Star Saturday night event.
I think it's going to show a lot of young kids out there, a lot of people who might have not believed or even watched women's sports, that we're able to go out there and put on a show. And so it was really exciting to finally be able to do this. And like Steph said, it happened perfectly.
And there were two repeat performers. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard won the regular three-point shooting contest, and Orlando's G League player Mac McClung took the slam dunk competition. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
More details at SRNnews.com.